This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. And we're delighted you're here. We broadcast 2 hours a day, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to take us with you as you travel, there's a listen line, 605-477-3249. Captain John Reagan's with us, and John is engineering the broadcast at GCN. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Well, you know, John, had some problems before the broadcast started. And the reason I'm not mentioning it to talk about woe is me. That's not it. The reason I'm mentioning this is, you know, everything's fine until something goes wrong. And I had a small computer problem this morning. I've got multiple computers in the studio and, you know, on Monday mornings, I'll boot them well in advance, way over an hour in advance, start them all up, and I hear this little different beep. Hard drive failure. That's okay. It just happens to be the computer that connects us to GCN. So, a little bit of reconfiguring, and we made the broadcast. But the point I'm trying to make is, that hard drive in the computer could have been a showstopper, okay? It really could have. Just like the engine control module in your car, your automobile can be a showstopper. It can prevent you from getting to work, okay? Worse than that, it can fail in traffic. It could fail on the interstate. It could fail in a busy city. And tow charges may be $175 or more. Plus $120 repair per hour. And that is why I believe people buy new cars. Because they don't want that to happen to them. And I understand it. I really do. But the problem is that we have gotten to the point with vehicles that they are so complex that they are difficult for the shade tree mechanic, the do-it-yourselfer, to maintain. For example, the new cars are lower to the ground. How do you get under them to change the oil? It's a little difficult, more difficult than it's ever been. And newer cars have these aerodynamic belly pans made out of plastic to let them slip through the air at highway speeds more efficiently. So not only do you have to get under them with less clearance, but you have to remove a belly pan. And it requires a couple jacks, maybe four jack stands, getting on your back to change the oil. And many people are just saying it's not worth it. I'll just bring it to that quick change place. So we've let this happen. And I'm going the other way. I'm going to older technology. But with older technology, and if you have an older vehicle, like I mentioned that old Mercedes that I bought, that 1996 21-year-old Mercedes, you have to do things like Well, how about the rubber parts? Are they bad? Are they good? Are they questionable? And if they're questionable, do you want that serpentine belt to fail that drives the alternator, the power steering, the engine cooling fan, alternator, and so forth? Do you want that to fail, or do you want to replace it before it fails? Now, before we had these traffic jams and so many cars on the road, you could let it fail, and then you could, you know, fix it on the side of the road. Just bring a spare belt with you. Now you don't want it to fail because you could get killed if that happens. So now we're replacing parts before they're necessary. Which leads me to another part of the discussion. And one of our neighbors came over for a cup of coffee this weekend. He just shows up. And that's, we love it. We have neighbors that just show up. And we're sitting at the kitchen table. And he said, you know, he's got this automatic transmission mechanic he just loves. Just a great guy. Knows a lot about automatic transmissions. Been a mechanic for years and years and years. And he seems to be able to diagnose problems very simply because of his wealth of knowledge. He said to my friend, you know, even a good mechanic today, even a real good mechanic, can't fix new cars because they're so complex. And he's right. We can't fix our own computers because they're so complex. And I was thinking that this computer that failed, no problem, I can just reload Windows. Oh, man, last time I did it, how long did it take? Almost a day. Almost a full day to reload the operating system and the other applications to make these computers work. John, does that seem like what you go through with computers, too?
Well, I've ditched the old hard drive technology. I only use it for backup and archival purposes. And I've got a solid-state drive in my computer. Mm-hmm. And that is so much faster. There's no moving parts to wear out. I can boot within seconds. And it just, at today's prices, it just costs a little bit more. And I don't have as large a drive as I'd have in there as if it were a hard drive, but because I archive stuff off, it doesn't really matter.
Okay. Well, I can boot within seconds too, John, about 360 seconds. And I know that for a fact because there are many times when I fire up the computer to broadcast, or if I leave the computer on overnight, I'll find out that, boy, it's really running slow. I just reboot it, you know, 3 or 4 minutes before broadcast time. I go, oh, man, I can't believe it takes this long. And it does. It does. So what does it cost to get something like, 256 gig in solid state, or half that? You have a thought? Did I lose you,
John? I'll look that up during the break and let you know.
Okay. All right. That sounds great. Okay. Very good. Well, John, I'm at thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. I'm looking at today's class. I've clicked on the news tab, resources for USA Prepares, January 30. Here at the Watchman Conference, you're going to be speaking in Dallas in March, March 31 through April 2. Want to tell us a little bit about that?
Now, if you click that link, it takes you to the Hear the Watchman website. A lot of fantastic speakers. Several of them are coming from your neck of the woods, from the Skywatch TV group, which is Tom Horn's group. And the topics have not been announced yet, but you can be sure they're outstanding. And what's nice about the Hear the Watchman format is you don't have to make a decision on which one you want to listen to. You're probably going to want to get the DVDs anyway, but at least here, you know, you don't have to wait for that to hear what the other speaker said, because everybody's in the same room at the same time. And because of the venue, they're limited to 1,000, so you really want to get your tickets before they run out. And it's, you know, you can actually, you know, meet with, you know, like-minded people. You get a chance to talk with the speakers fairly easily. It's really great.
Mm-hmm. What's your topic going to be on, John?
I'm still working on that myself. I think it's going to be kind of a, you know, where do we go from here type of talk, given what we went through with the election and last year and, you know, continuing on with the insanity we're seeing this year.
That sounds great. Proactive, forward-looking. That sounds great. John, you want to talk about onions?
Yeah, it's enough to make you cry. You know, there's been a lot of snow west of the Rockies, and well, in fact, you know, even in Colorado, there. I mean, it's been a rather brutal winter with the amount of snow they've received. I mean, we're talking about feet of snow, not just a foot of snow. And in the Idaho-Oregon area, the onion industry is estimating their losses are reaching $100 million. And, you know, in real-world terms, you know, millions mean things. And in a particular industry, $100 million is just, you know, astronomical. And what's happened is all this snow has caused a bunch of the storage sheds to collapse, as well as packing facilities. You know, just dozens of buildings. this region produces about 25% of the nation's big bulb storage onions. The prices have pretty much tripled. A 50-pound bag was going for like $3.50 and is now $10. And you know, look at some of the devastation that just certain companies have had. But then what's not talked about in this article is the collateral effects to the area. This affects the migrant workers who would come in, whether they're here legal or illegal, doesn't really matter much. You know, now they're having to find someplace else to work. You've got the school systems there that would teach the kids of the migrants, and because they don't have those kids in class, that cuts the funds that they get from the government, which puts pressure on the budgets, and you know, this might be a groaner, it just kind of snowballs.
Mm-hmm. And, John, if you just think about some of the uses of onions, McDonald's, how is McDonald's going to sell hamburgers without onions? Because that's, I mean, not that I'm recommending going to McDonald's, because I don't eat there. But a McDonald's hamburger will not taste the same without onions. And as far as I know, onions are used to treat angina and cough.
Class,
bacteria.
I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an 800 A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Captain John Reagan's with us. We are at thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. We've clicked on the news tab, and that is the list of today's activities if you'd like to follow along in class with us. And we're talking about onions, and they've been used to treat angina, coughs, bacterial infections, breathing problems. Onions are used to prevent atherosclerosis. So there are plenty of reasons why onions are important for us in our diet, and we are looking at a potential shortage of onions because of the snow and the storage facility's roof collapse. Big problem, John. It's a lot bigger than we may think.
Well, the good news is 75% of the supply is not from that area. The bad news is you may be paying three times as much for that type of onion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I did look up the solid-state drives.
Yeah.
Those that are in the 128 gig range, I'm seeing between $45 and $50. And the 120 gigabyte range and the... the 240 gigabytes range in the $70 to $75.
Okay, so John, if I want to replace a hard drive in one of these computers, I can just put in one of these as an SATA. Will it look like an SATA hard drive?
Yes, these are SATA interface. Typically, they're 2.5-inch size drives. So if you have if you're going into a desktop computer, you might have to have an adapter so it fits in the drive bay. But so long as it's a SATA interface, you're good. What got me on the last update is I didn't know what was inside my computer. It had and what it uses are the newer SSD drives, which are more like a stick of gum.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go with a new type computer, you need to know exactly what interface is inside.
Okay, what about cooling? Are we looking at cooling fins on these devices because the density of the memory is so so high, or is that not an issue at all?
It's really not an issue because well, look at the memory that's in the computer. You're just putting those sticks in, and the CPU tends to get hot, but the memory itself doesn't. And then when you consider the way computer architecture works, the hard drive is basically kind of working like a file cabinet. So you're going out to get pieces of what you're working on, and you put it into memory, which is kind of like your desktop, and then what's right in front of you to work on is like what your CPU is. And it's that CPU gets the most activity and has the least amount of memory available to it. Your desktop only holds so much, which is the RAM that's in your computer. And then it's kind of like, how big a filing cabinet do you need before you go to the storage room, which is where, like I say, I use hard drives to archive stuff off. But with the USB interfaces of today, especially when you get to the higher speed USB, plugging in one of those external drives to do backup isn't very painful at all.
Now, do you do things like disk cleanup and or the equivalent of a disk drive cleanup and a defragmentation as well on these solid-state drives?
You do not do that, and you would not want to do that because these are flash-based drives. They only have so many write cycles in them, so you wouldn't want to go through the torture of doing any kind of defragmentation. And because they're memory instead of disk, you don't have to worry about the latency. Because with a hard drive, even though it's spinning very fast, you have to wait for that hard drive to get to the head to start as read-write. Plus, for the tracks, you have to wait for the head to get to the appropriate track. All of that goes away with these solid-state drives.
Okay, so what is a little bit foreign to me because I have not used one of these as a main storage device in a computer. But the reason that many of us will defragment a hard drive is to reapply magnetic magnetism to the surface of the platter to strengthen that write so that that data will live there longer. But that's the opposite of what you do with a solid-state drive.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit had been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh,
God,
you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan, what's next?
Let me just finish up a little bit on this SSD drive.
Yeah.
If you have a notebook, this 2.5-inch form factor. The drive I had was a 7-millimeter height, so it's pretty much just a drop-in replacement for your older notebooks that use the 2.5-inch hard drive factor. And Well, what I got, and I'll tell you the reason why. I got the SanDisk brand, which was one of the better prices and good reviews. And another company, Apricom, A-P-R-I-C-O-M, has a SATA notebook hard drive upgrade kit that has the external drive enclosure and software, which only works with the SanDisk drive. And how it works is, and this is one of the best external hard drive enclosures I've ever used. You don't have to mess with screws or anything. It's really nice. So you put the SSD drive in there, connect the USB, run the software, and so long as you have a working hard drive, you copy the hard drive off to the SSD, then you just swap the drives. It's a pretty painless process, and because it's SSD, it doesn't take as long if you're, back in the old days where you're copying hard drive to hard drive, copying hard drive to SSD does go quicker. So that's my 2 cents worth.
Okay, so are you saying that you need to have the solid-state drive, like the circuit board card, if you will, with the gold fingers on it, and you need to buy an enclosure as well?
You need to have a way, and like I say, as long as you have a working hard drive and you're not wanting to reload from scratch, you need to have a way of having the SSD drive connected to your computer so that you can copy. And the easiest way of doing that is using one of the external drive kits where you, so you make it just where you're plugging in the USB and it recognizes the external drive, and at that point you can copy. And there's certainly, other brands out there where you can get the enclosures. There's other software out there. But this drive kit cost me $35. So, to get the enclosure and software for that price, I just couldn't resist sticking to that type of package.
Okay. So let me see if I understand. In my case, I've got a hard drive that doesn't work. It won't, my PC won't boot because the hard drive has failed. But if that were not the case, and I did have a working hard drive, are you saying that I could copy and mirror that hard drive, that if I did have a working booting operational hard drive, I could copy everything over, replace the hard drive with this solid-state drive, and it would act like the hard drive, and everything would be just as it was but faster without the original hard drive. Is that correct?
Exactly. And now you put that hard drive into this enclosure, and you've got a backup device for your computer, and you can use that very same software to back up to the hard drive so that if for some reason your SSD goes down, you can pop in the hard drive and keep going.
Great idea. Okay, I'm going to work on that after the broadcast. Okay.
And with what my experience is, you can go from total power off state to logged in under 30 seconds with the usable computer. And a lot of that time is getting that password keyed in. If you're running without a password, it's a lot faster than that. And if you do the sleep mode, I mean, by the time you've got your password in, you're up and going. All those normal startup tasks just run so much faster that you're not sitting there waiting for your computer to become responsive again.
Now, I remember calling you one day saying, it was just like a couple minutes to 9 o'clock, and we were going to go on the air, and our instructor was unable to make it. And I said, "Hey, John, how you doing? Would you like to go on the air?" And you said, "When?" "Oh, I don't know, about 90 seconds, a minute." And you said, "Okay, I can do it, but it's going to take almost 5, 6, 7 minutes for your PC to boot." Now, this is that same kind of booting process that you're now accomplishing in 30 seconds. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, I just want to make sure that I was really clear and that we explained this to those who have been following us for years in class. Okay. Very good. Thanks for the lesson. I appreciate it, and I'm going to work on it today. I've got eBay in front of me, and I'm looking at all kinds of solid-state drives.
And speaking of computers, 3D printers can be deadly.
I read the story. Pretty sad.
And this is out of San Francisco, and a couple and their two cats were found dead because they were poisoned by carbon monoxide from their 3D printer. And it's not like these are dumb people. Both of them were MIT grads. And, you know, I'm sure they trusted the technology. And, you know, unfortunately, that's what you get. I would not want to have a 3D printer in my home. If you use one, I would recommend, you know, if you have a garage or somewhere where you can not have it in your house in a well-ventilated area, because in a, you know, besides carbon monoxide, these printers give off other kinds of gases, and you're breathing that stuff in, and some of those fumes can affect your health, and, you know, as this shows, all the way up to the toxic level.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got an exclamation point to put on that. I've had a problem with one of our Deutsch tractors. It's about 100 horsepower and had a hydraulic pipe leak. It's a steel pipe that moves hydraulic fluid from the pump that's mounted to the engine to the back of the transmission under the seat. And so I need to cut off in a very precise way some of the old fitting. And it's metric. So my Dremel from 1974 has finally failed, and I needed to get another one. I was looking at Dremels on eBay, and I found one that was an unbranded Dremel kit, had everything I needed in it to do the job. And it was a very reasonable price. So I bought it. And it arrived, and I immediately plugged it in, and the motor skipped. It would hesitate. It would be like, think of it like this. You're trying to operate this precise device, like maybe like a dentist trying to drill a tooth, and the drill in his hand is skipping, and it's jumping a little bit. And it's impossible to hold this thing because it would hiccup, or would, if it were an engine, it would be misfiring. Well, I contacted the guy, and then we worked it out, and that's fine. But here's the point. This Dremel, I opened the package from the post office when it arrived, and it smelled so bad that I've been airing this thing out for several days in the sun and in the wind because the smell is so strong of the plastic of this case and the Dremel and the accessories and the power cord that it's impossible to keep this thing in the house. So when we think about, you know, modern technology, and we think about the air pollution in China, and we think about these three printers off-gassing, in this case, carbon dioxide, right? Carbon monoxide. There's a lot to be thought about with some of these devices we bring in our homes. Another thing to think about is what was in the in the UPS truck or the Federal Express truck or the mail carrier truck, you know, were there any radioactive devices? Were there any other toxic substances? Was there any dust in there that was dangerous, chemical, poisonous dust that's on our package that we put on our kitchen table or we put on the chair at the kitchen table when we open up these packages? Something to think about. Something to think about. Are we poisoning ourselves with what's on the packages that arrive for us when we purchase them through the common carriers? Just one more thing to think about, class. John?
Yeah, and New York City is working on their No Place Left to Hide program. They're installing facial recognition cameras that will be used to match up to your driver's license and social media accounts at bridges and tunnels. So any place that's an island like New York City where you've got all these choke points, it's pretty easy to keep track of who's coming and going. They could probably do the same thing with Galveston Island here in Texas. And it's mean, this is the early stages of the smart city program where they keep track of everything. And then they just add some more software on top of that to predict crime so that you get into the minority report situation where you're arrested for your pre-crime so that you don't commit it.
Well, John, we've been talking for several years now about what we call the cheese graters. And those are those heavy aircraft-style cables that run parallel to the highway, the interstates, and they run in the medians, and they say these are great for preventing crossover accidents, meaning someone in the northbound line lane losing control, going into the median, and hitting a vehicle in the southbound lane, that kind of thing. Well, what they've formed is these gauntlets that force you to go a particular direction. And there's no turning around. There's no getting into the median, getting out of the way. If you have a failure of a tire or a wheel or something like that, or an engine failure, or any other kind of failure, and you think, well, I'll just pull into the median where it's safe in that grassy median. It's very difficult, especially in Missouri. Well, all it takes is setting up some cones, because we have this funnel, and these guys could set up under a bridge, they could set up their cameras, form a gauntlet where everybody goes a little slower because the cones force you from three lanes to two lanes to one lane. Now everybody's going slowly, and that's picture time. You take your picture and put it in the database. One other thing you might want to think about, class, is when you get your picture taken for your driver's license. Most people want to look their very, very best for that very important picture that they flash to their friends. In my picture, my eyes are closed. I just couldn't help it. When that, by just thinking about that flash going off causes my eyes to close. So there it is. My driver's license picture for the state of Missouri. Eyes closed.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans, ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, just one more thing about this this carbon monoxide poisoning of these two MIT graduates who are using a 3D printer. And the problem seems to be when lasers are applied to certain types of plastics, and those plastics emit these fumes. Now, carbon monoxide is odorless and colorless. So, and that's what happens when, you know, when people park their car in their garage, close the garage, and they want to commit hari kari. That's the same gas that's used for that. So, pretty sad that here we have some very intelligent people. They've graduated Massachusetts Institute of Technology. They're using a 3D printer, and the gas from the lasers interacting with the plastic that they're using to print with kills them. And then, of course, what about people who live in buildings where they share common heating systems, common air conditioning systems, and you've got the guy next door using a laser printer, I'm sorry, a 3D printer, and they may be polluting the same air that you breathe. So just another thought about how complex our lives have become. Unintended consequences, John.
Absolutely. Next up, this can lead to war. And this article talks about how even though China has the world's largest population, they don't have enough babies. And this gets into that demographics that I bring up. It's for me tougher to talk about on the radio than finances, because you have to see this develop over time, because you can't.
Okay, are you there, John? Huh. Did we lose John Reagan? Oh, I guess we lost John Reagan, and he's... Are you there, John? It looks like we're connecting with Captain John Reagan right now. Sometimes this happens. I'm looking at my screens, and I... Okay. John, you're back.
Isn't Skype wonderful?
Yeah, John, just as a side, how long would this have taken you if you had a hard drive? Would it have been longer or about the same?
This wouldn't matter because it wasn't a reboot situation. I just had to redial since the call dropped.
Okay.
Anyway, talking about China, they have many demographic problems. But it's what's happening pretty much everywhere that's not a big-time Muslim country is that you've got this negative replacement rate, so that you're not replenishing your population. So you're getting people that are older, and because they're eating a bad diet, thanks to our processed food and GMOs, they tend to be in poorer health. And even if the few that do manage to get there without, back and knee injuries, still when you get older, you just can't do as much as you used to when you were young.
Yeah.
With a few exceptions out there. And, and this gets to be a problem of how do you take care of all those people? And when you start getting these internal revolts, the government tends to go to external wars to, shift the anger from the government to an adversary. And when you get in another situation here where you've got not as many youth, and with China it might not matter just simply because of the size of the population, you would have to go to a nastier war than you would have more like in the good old World War II days.
Mm-hmm. Really good point. And, I don't know of any individuals who start wars. It's governments who seem to start these wars and get us killed. Very good point, John. What are we going to talk about when we come back from these few short commercial announcements and top of the hour news?
Well, I do want to touch on the Can You Hear Me, and then we'll get into wargaming.
Okay. Can You Hear Me? What a great story that is. No kidding, class. It involves deception. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.